What? I'm from Pittsburgh. What part of Pittsburgh?
Did you get bit?
Yeah. Because it might have been. It depends on.
Pittsburgh.
The ankle of Pittsburgh. Oh. Yeah, I know where that's at.
No, I don't know. I don't know. It was right by Carnegie Mellon. Is that in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, for sure. Right, it's like over in.
She works. I think she Oakland. Works either at Carnegie Mellon or at Pitt.
Pitt is right over there. Yeah, that's all in Oakland. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, it was beautiful. I loved it over there.
Yeah, greatest city in the world. Everybody knows that. Yeah,
interesting take. I had a friend who lived there who hates sports, and he said he could not deal with Steelers fever. Like,
it's pretty obnoxious
year round.
It's there. It's the number one identity of that city. Is we are Steeler fans. Like, that's what it is. That's their main thing. I mean, there's actually a really great book written about, like, in the 70s, Pittsburgh had 3 million people leave the city. It was like one of the biggest cities in the country.
Hard to get out because it was a long line.
It was a long line.
There was one exit. There was only one exit.
And you had to walk, and you had to bring all your stuff with you.
You had to walk.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And as like the city was crumbling, the Steelers, the team, started to win Super Bowls. And so it was like the only thing they had to hold on.
I was a huge Steelers fan in the 70s.
Yeah. It's the only thing Pittsburgh had, man. They lost
Mean Joe
everything.
Green.
Yeah.
Were you alive during Mean Joe Green?
No, I was born in '83, so I was
Terry Bradshaw and Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer.
Yeah,
there's this famous Coca-Cola commercial.
Yeah.
Throws in the jersey. Right?
Let's look at that. Can we throw that up, Brett? Are we ready to go?
Yeah, we're ready.
Is
to
our
go.
Cold opening? Can I see up on? Is the video screen on?
Yeah, sure.
Let me see how good I remember it. So it's after the game. He's walking back into the stadium, and there's a little girl there. And has he lost the game, and he's sad, and she gives him a Coke? Or does he give her a Coke?
No, what I remember is that it was a little boy.
I thought it was a little boy, too.
Yeah, okay.
And that he
gives him a Coke for a jersey.
Right, yeah. The kid throws him a jersey or something.
Sorry. Sound.
You're the best ever.
Let's start from the beginning. She's limping.
Mr. Green?
Yeah.
You need any help?
What's he gonna do?
I just want you to know, I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, sure.
You want my Coke? It's okay. You can have it.
Has he opened it?
Really, you can have it.
Because he hasn't drank out of it.
Okay.
I don't think he's healed.
He's not so mean after all.
No. Well, I got nothing.
What hey, kid? The kid looks
hey,
so
kid,
bummed.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Chug that Coke.
Kid throws the bottle at him.
Here's my dirty jersey.
My practice jersey.
Yeah.
No athlete would do a commercial like that now.
Why's that?
Because it makes him look weak and damaged, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's bad for his image. Oh, yeah.
It was such a funny, slow hobble.
It was such an actory limp.
Yeah.
Right. Why does a kid look so bummed after he gives him the Coke, though? Like, I feel like the kid sighs. He's like,
because he didn't get anything in return.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kid, everything was transactional.
Everything's transactional.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also love the idea of, like, trying to chug a fucking
a full
bottle of Coke
in front of someone while somebody's watching you.
Oh my God.
They cut away. Just Mean Joe
makes
Green says,
sneeze.
I can't do
this.
Yeah. Oh.
Just makes me want to sneeze.
Let's cut to when that kid comes back to his seat in the stadium. Where have you been? Where have you been, no. Jimmy?
I was.
You were gone for an entire quarter. We had to.
I went.
Security's looking for you.
Sit down. Sit down.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I went to get a Coke, like you said.
Yes. Just where is it?
Well, listen.
And then sent you to get a Coke at halftime, and you're coming back at the fourth quarter?
I'm trying to explain.
We were worried.
I know. I'm fine, everyone. Everyone, look, stop. It's me, the boy everyone's been looking for.
Oh, my God.
I'm fine. I went to get a Coke. I got it. I was just about to drink it, and then I got lost, and I was in the tunnel.
I knew we shouldn't have allowed an 8-year-old boy to go looking for refreshments by himself.
I'm old enough.
I told you, Jimmy, we shouldn't have let him go.
I'm sorry, Jimmy, did you steal that jersey?
No, this is part of it.
No, don't explain yourself. Did you steal that jersey?
Nobody has ever.
He stole that jersey.
Where did you get the jersey? You went with the Coke money and bought a used jersey?
That would have been
filthy.
It's still a good deal.
I can't believe Mean Joe Green got so badly hurt. These guys are going to lose.
No, he's not. You got to listen to me. I just saw him, and I think I fixed him.
What?
You
did not see him. They do not allow the athletes to exit the stadium through the same place where the crowd is. That's ridiculous.
You just spanked me in front of everyone. You just spanked me.
Oh, it's 1973. Nobody gives a shit.
I know what
year
it is. Ow! Stop it!
Without
Mean Joe Green, the Steelers have nobody left except for maybe Mike Webster, their all-star center.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I do know Mean Joe Green's going to be all right.
Is he? What's he like if you actually met him?
Yeah. Sure. Tell us this story.
Are you the security guard that was
looking
for me?
Yeah, I am.
Well, sorry, security. We found him. He was, I don't know what happened.
Well, you're not going to believe this. I got the Coke. I somehow ended up, it was halftime. Mean Joe Green was hurt real bad.
We saw his leg. We were focused on the game.
And then I gave him my Coke and he gave me this jersey and he got better.
Oh, please. He's going to exchange a $60 jersey for a dollar Coke.
He's mean. That's part of his whole identity.
He wasn't as mean. He's terribly mean.
He wasn't as mean as they make him out to be.
Really?
Look at this. Look at the jersey. I know it's dirty. It says, look, what does it say on the back? Green.
Right.
How are the Steelers going to compete on defensive line with the Cowboys who still have Ed Two Tall Jones?
I don't know, Grandpa. I don't know.
It looks like they did bring Mike Webster, the center, in to play defensive tackle for Mean Joe Green. They're really switching things up here.
Well, maybe he's burping from the Coke I gave him, but he should be back out here in a second. So anyway, I didn't get the Coke.
Stop lying. What really happened? Did you keep the change? Did you steal this jersey from someone?
No, I didn't steal the jersey. I met Mean Joe Green, and we're best. I think we're going to be friends now.
Besides the nice stuff he did, he must have done something mean up top.
I mean,
before you offered him the Coke, or that wouldn't be indicative of his personality.
No, that's what I thought too.
That would be like asking Ed Two Tall Jones to reach something on a shelf for you, up high, and then he can't do it.
That's right. That's what I thought.
I bet he could do it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. What did Mean Joe Green say mean to you?
He just kind of ignored me at first, but then I actually told him. I said, you're not so mean, Mean Joe Green. I told him he's not so mean.
I wonder if they could trade for Lyle Alzado.
Welcome to Improv for Humans. Conroy could go all day with those 1970s football references.
I don't know if Lyle Alzado was 1970s, though. He might have been 1980s.
Damn.
I could do the whole Cowboy team, probably, or a lot of them.
I feel like you saying Two Tall Jones made me think of, like, I feel like nicknames have switched from being, like, sandwiched in the middle of your actual name to, like,
just being the name.
Yeah. Like, nobody
what
says,
was Randy White's name? Wasn't it something White?
White Shoes Johnson. There was a guy who.
So you're saying now it's at the beginning or the end of the name?
I feel like they still include their name.
I can't think of a nickname. Okay, what was the what? Think of a football nickname right now.
Oh, that's
ODB.
Old ODB. Dirty bastard.
that is what it sounds like.
Odell Beckham. Okay, but that's hardly a nickname.
I guess A-Rod.
A-Rod
for
Aaron
Rodgers. But those are lame nicknames. That's just shortening. But the
also
Mean Joe,
player.
Too tall.
That's true, yeah. But Aaron Rodgers, people have called him A-Rod. But I think
it supports my hypothesis that you have to include the last name.
Ocho Cinco was probably the last one.
Yeah. But that was just a take on
his number.
But then he also just changed his name to Ocho Cinco.
There wasn't a nickname.
It was Chad Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, that's right. What's
a Lynch's name? Or the
Marshawn.
Beast Mode.
Beast Mode.
Yeah.
But you don't include it in the name.
No.
You know what I mean?
And that's a
you
mode just say, he goes
just
into.
He's just beast mode.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just
it's what's
just
up with that?
Mode. Yeah.
Why did that happen? That's kind of weird,
it
isn't
it? It is weird, yeah. Because basketball has still maintained great
wait
nicknames.
A minute.
Yeah.
Let me hear it. Like who?
Matt, Joel Matt. Embiid is the process. Okay. I think the process is good. Okay. You've got the Greek freak, Giannis.
That's true.
That's a great nickname. You've got the, I mean, Tim Duncan retired, but the big fundamentals.
Nah,
a great
you're
nickname.
Going backwards now.
That's true.
The Big Dipper.
The King, LeBron James.
Love that's true. The King.
It seems like they've gotten longer with
the Greek time. Freak's the only one that of those that people will use within a game, though. I don't think people go the process that's just true. Scored.
Yeah,
you know
that's very true. Yeah. Oh, the well, they don't use this the Durantula, which is a pretty terrible nickname.
For I've never, Kevin Durant.
I've never, yeah. I've never heard that. That.
Durantula. That oh yeah. I bet you he doesn't
sort of list
like
of
it.
Your names that you want to get popularized.
Durant flavored.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's ranch flavored.
Yeah, these days it's all doing the A-Rod thing. Like, there's D-Lo. I watch the Nets. He's D-Lo. So yeah, it's just shortening. What not was, as much fun.
What was Meta World Peace? That's his name now, right?
Yes.
He did like a Chad Ochocinco thing. You
but,
know?
But that was a nickname first. Someone called him that.
Yeah, I think he did do it first.
Oh, but you know the first guy to do it.
To do what? Change his
world
name?
Be Free.
World Be Free.
You guys know World Be Free?
No.
1970s basketball player. Is yeah. that not a great
that's a great
name?
Yeah, World Be Free.
So Meta World Peace yeah. is riding those coattails.
What team did he play for?
Yeah. I think Phoenix.
I don't remember. Interesting. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Well, it's before your time, my friend.
It's true.
I wish improvisers had cool nicknames.
Okay, we cut to an improv team in the green room on their first. Okay, guys, as your coach, I always think just to get, you know, camaraderie going and to get your fans on board with you. What you want is fans that want to come see your show over and over again.
Yeah,
get to know
absolutely.
The person.
Yeah. Totally. Totally.
Right. So I think what would help is if you guys took the attitude of 1970s football and just found nicknames that matched your style of play. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like James would be the steamroller.
That's true. That is true. That would be your nickname. Yeah.
Okay, first of all, let me cut you off here and just say that I don't think that that is my style of playing. I think that...
So you're doing it right now.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, you're known okay. for just cut off. If there was a color commentator... Oh, look at that. Cut off the steamroller. James taking over the scene.
Okay, I don't love that, but Drew, I think that that means you would be... you could be vague callback.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is like that time you put a Coke on your head, dude.
What?
It's like that time you put a...
oh, see, that's... Yeah.
A that a vague call.
That's what we think.
Remember that show you put a Coke... whatever, man.
Guys,
shut
these
up.
Sound like insulting notes you're giving each other.
That's right.
More than a style of play.
Oh, I think okay. my nickname should be the Hammer of Fun.
Hammer of Fun. This is close fun. To what I was talking about.
The
a little clunky.
The hammer. Here comes the hammer of fun. Boom, boom.
You say that every time you're going to enter a scene? You're going to...
In my head.
Yeah. Oh, in your head. Okay. Yeah. I think I could...
We can live with that. I
think, hammer of fun.
I don't
we
know.
Could
I think
put a little more flourish on edits, frankly. Just running across the stage is kind of boring. If you could run across and go, boom, boom. Not enough room in this house for this scene to survive. Let's move on and keep it live. Something like that.
Right. I can't
just,
do that.
I'm sounds just like doing it off the top of my head. All right. Sounds like a lot.
Well, if I have to go by steamroller, then you can't just come up with a good, like one that is good for you. I think you should be
hey,
Sean.
Look, when there's a vacuum, I'm going to fill it, okay?
Yeah.
Like it's like liquids. Like they and tend to fill whatever vacuum is there.
The what about vacuum? What if Sean the vacuum?
I love it.
Conroy.
He's here to clean it up. These guys are fucking up the scene. Here comes the vacuum.
That's not what I meant. I wanted it to be insulting.
You're really steamrolling this nickname thing here, James. Yeah.
Okay, well it's my nickname apparently. Matt Off Game Newell.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's talk some more about that.
It's starting to get real in here, folks. You should have seen them looking at each other.
I was trying to think of off game. How do I go off game?
How do you go off game?
That is funny. The tension started to rise. Yeah. They started to find the truth in the comedy and question each other and their loyalty and their ensemble. Yeah. Welcome to Improv for Humans. Getting nitty, getting gritty. Boom, boom. We're starting this show. It won't blow. Great. Sydney's doing her talent show pretty soon. And when she came home, she's like, we're doing a talent show. We get a minute to a talent. And she's really funny. And I was like, well, you should. And she does so many things. She'll read. I have this old joke book she'll read, and she can't read. So she'll see the pictures and make up jokes.
That's great. That's
she does improv with me now. She knows what it means to go, give me a scenario, and she'll roll with it. And so I was like, you could do. She had just done Improv for Humans. She did like the first scene of an Improv for Humans live at the UCB, and it was great. And I was like, you could do something funny. That's what you like to do, Daddy. I'm going to jump on one leg. And then she starts jumping on one leg, and I'm like, okay.
I'm on her side.
Well, I don't want to rain on her parade. And I'm like, all right.
Rain on her one-legged parade.
How old is she right now?
5 and a half. Okay, so fair. She comes back from school like a day later, and we get a report that they said they need more. That wasn't enough. And she has so much more. So I'm like, well, what, maybe you jump on one leg and do something else. And you guys see where I'm going with this. I'm trying to get her to go. Maybe I could tell a joke or something. So we tried that. She started making up her own jokes, which were funny. But then she got sick of them. So now she's doing freestyle rap, even though she doesn't know what that is. She's like, just give me a word and I'll just rhyme with it. I think she did it on the last Improv for Humans ad of just going, I said, cow. Cow, a bow, a now cow bow, you know? So now the latest thing is she's going to be hopping on one foot and doing freestyle rap. She hasn't given up on the hopping on one foot.
It's so funny to think that's
great.
I also like the idea. I like the idea of the school for 5 and a half year olds going
it's not,
that's not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a test. Like, yeah. You have to go and show them first before
it's
you're
like
allowed.
Black Swan.
I've always said that short form is like doing improv, hopping on one foot or with an arm tied behind your back. It's like, why are you negatively? Like, why are you doing that? Right. Like, why are you making things more difficult for you? It's like,
you're talking about 8 years of my life, Matt.
Sorry. Yeah. But it's like, why? I don't understand why that's not fun for me. It's hard enough to come up with a good scene without having to do it in a dialect.
I think you're right, but that's the point of it. You know, it's like, oh, look what I can do. I can do this blindfolded, you know?
But it's, if you think about it, it's basically the audience saying, we're going to fuck you up.
Right.
Or like, how can we fuck you up? It's such a weird mentality for the audience to have. There's
challenge you. They're
competitive
like,
aspect to it. Yeah.
And then you'll hear a short form audience member in a long form show. Give us a suggestion. A cow goes to the moon. And you're like, ugh. The short form audience.
The first time my parents ever came to see me do short form. So my dad was a high school principal, and one of his former students was one of my friends from college. So this friend of mine from college was there, who my dad knew. And my parents were there to see it for the see short form for the first time. And we were like, can we get a suggestion of, I don't remember, you know, profession. And of course, you know what this guy said, this college friend of mine.
Dildo doctor.
Porn star or something.
Proctologist.
Okay. Oh,
the funniest of all.
I was very close to the dildo doctor.
Yeah.
And there was always that aspect of like, we're going to be funnier than you by giving you, you know.
We cut outside that show after it ends. And the guy, what was the guy's name who suggested it?
Tim.
Okay. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Hi, you're the one who suggested proctologist and all that show.
That was such a good suggestion.
I want to be honest with you. I wasn't going to say something. I was also in the audience a couple of rows behind you.
Oh, yeah. So you heard me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard you.
Up top.
No.
What?
And this is why I don't like to go to improv shows. And my girlfriend, just a second, honey.
Well, come on.
Just a second.
Can we go?
It's not, I am a proctologist. There is nothing funny about my profession.
Don't do this now. Don't.
No, I want this guy to know. I want you to explain to me what is so funny about being a proctologist that you and everyone you were sitting with, you guys were all high-fiving. Yeah. What is so funny about what I do for a living, where I save lives every day? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry. You stick your fingers up people's butts all the time.
That's how you view my job?
I mean,
I went to medical school to learn how to stick my finger in a butt. That's what you think my job is.
That is like, that should be a caption underneath a picture of you. I went to medical school to learn how to stick my finger up people's butts.
Do you hear what? Do you know why I don't go to improv shows now?
I see why. Don't engage with him. Why would you?
He's simplifying my job.
My finger does
go up the butt every once in a while. That is such a small part of my job. That is such a small part.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt. Working security here in the lobby. If you guys couldn't yell.
They have security for improv shows?
Yes, we do here in Tulsa, yes. Oh, absolutely. Okay. We've had a lot of gang violence at the improv shows.
Sorry, guys. Someone just got stabbed up the street, man.
Somebody stabbed
me right in my...
In your butt, honey.
Oh, my goodness.
Is there a doctor here?
I'm a doctor. This isn't really my thing. I guess I could stick my finger in your wound. Let me see the wound.
Right, it's right in my rectum.
It's in your rectum?
Oh, that works out perfectly.
Honey, I guess you should save this man, I guess.
I will save him. And maybe you'll learn a little something about life and death.
You should watch this, sir. You should watch my husband save this man.
It's fucking gangs, man. They have no respect. Fucking put a knife anywhere.
Okay, you're going to need to pull down your pants.
Okay.
Just rip. Well, I see there's already a rip. Okay, just rip it all.
Do you see?
Okay. Spread it wide.
Look at
if I get a little help here, just let's say everyone. I need a man on each bun. Just spread them,
guys. Okay. Gentlemen, help.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I got the right cheek.
Can I get some hot towels, please?
I'll get some hot towels.
Anybody need a suggestion?
Okay, no.
You still think this is funny, don't you?
Look at
you still blood. Think that it's bleeding profusely.
That's hilarious.
One of the largest veins in the body is in the butt. Did you know that?
I didn't, but now I'm going to use that.
The venhiscular vein. Okay. It's been cut.
Oh, shit, man. I can't die.
Imagine if he bleeds to death from his butt.
What?
And indeed, the man did bleed on the Tulsa sidewalk to death. And it being in Tulsa, that's huge news. And we cut to the next week when people are coming into the theater.
I'm glad you guys are open.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's...
It was a tragedy, but you got to keep the comedy going.
I can't wait till the show starts. I got some good ones lined up.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Vehiscular vein?
What the fuck is going on?
Humans, I like to go to my cutouts, clippings they call them in the old days of a newspaper. This is a story. It's a couple of weeks old, but I thought it was funny. The Pope's aversion to ring kissing. Let's try to find this video, Josh. Causes an uproar. Did you guys hear about this?
I saw the video. That, it's really funny.
No. It is really funny.
It's very funny. Yeah.
So his point, this new Pope, or new Pope Francis, he's supposed to be the nice Pope. I guess that's why I call him the new Pope, because the last one was so mean.
Yeah.
But is he?
No.
Like, he wants to be so open-minded. I'm the new Pope.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. It's a new kind of homophobia.
So his reason, it's, he says it here, is part of the monarchical trappings of the papacy. So king-like, treating you like a king, right? So,
I mean,
but then why are you wearing the ring,
a crown too? Like, why are you dressed like a it's all king? Like,
he's still driven around in a cool carriage.
He's driven around in a little.
Why do you live in a city of gold?
And he knows people want to kiss the ring. He knows that.
Oh, and he actually like rebuffs them. Wow.
Yeah, he's trying to keep them from doing it. So he knows they're all lining up, and they want to pay him respect. They think the way to do that is to kiss his ring. And he keeps avoiding their lips with his ring. It's hilarious. So he kissed his hand.
He should put bitter apple on it like I did to my dog.
She almost kissed his knee, that one. It is so weird.
It looks like he's going, psych.
Yeah, like the handshake thing where they put their hand to their
hair. Yeah.
It is bizarre. It looks rude.
Wow.
And how come people aren't catching the hint?
They can't wait.
It's like he's playing a game with them.
They end up kissing his fingertips, his dirty fecal matter covered fingertips.
Well, what happened to his fingers? So what did he just shit on his fingers?
He also, look at his face. His face has not moved the entire time. He looks like he's in a daze.
Yeah. All he's focused on is them avoiding his goddamn ring. It's like he's not playing even listening
to an arcade, one of those games where you gotta.
But it feels like he's entrapped. Yeah, it's entrapment because he has the ring there.
He's
showing it to them.
In his, just to play the other side.
Okay.
Devil's advocate. Thank you.
You can say it. Even though he's the Pope, you can say it.
he's like changing the way people perceive that ring by doing that. Like he's making a point.
If
he wasn't wearing the ring and nobody kissed it, it would not be a big deal. But because he's wearing it and he's saying,
so this is his way to make it,
to train his
Pavlovian.
He's training people.
Yes.
Interesting. But wait a minute. If he really wanted to do it, he would bring the ring out of his pocket at the top of his ceremony and go, we're not going to wear this ring anymore.
Smack their nose every time they got close to it.
Well, I'm saying he make a speech and tell everyone, I'm not wearing the ring anymore.
But then later he was wearing it when he saw a bunch of priests and nuns and he allowed all of them to kiss it.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Interesting.
So it's just his coworkers.
That almost means normal people don't deserve it is what that implies.
Yeah.
Right. Who knows what these people are thinking? Mm. These Catholics.
Yeah. They believe a lot of crazy.
He's Catholic, folks.
No, I'm not.
Didn't you go to a Catholic school?
I grew up that way. I'm not Catholic that anymore.
I grew up Catholic. I grew up, I'm atheist now, but I grew up, I was an altar boy. I was too. I went to church Thursdays and Sundays, which is awful. Yeah.
Okay, you're better than me.
Off.
Thursday Mass was, you went with like your whole school, and then Sunday Mass, you were expected to go with
your family. So you went to a Catholic grammar school.
I did, yeah.
Was it a clean break for you, or was it just over time you got disillusioned?
It was slowly over time. I think like probably in my like mid-20s, I started to really just go like, oh, you know what? This is all bullshit. This is all just manipulation, and so then I let it go. But my parents, like, I mean, there was a time when I was in, I was an altar boy where I was going back and forth between not knowing if I wanted to be a priest or a comedian. And I even thought like, oh, maybe I could be like a funny priest. You know what I mean? The worst kind. Yeah.
Well, a pious comedian's worse.
A pious comedian. Does that exist? Is there a pious comedian?
We cut to Pope Francis as he, it's after one of these ceremonies. Oh, you did a very good job of avoiding everyone today.
Thank you. My wrist is very tired.
Yes. I will lock the door so no more people can come. You want to relax?
Yes, I'm going to take this off and this off and this off.
Oh,
and this
so many off. Trappings, yes.
Yes.
A Pope.
Yes.
Can I give the ring a little
smooch?
You know, it's just you and I in here, just a quick little smoochie.
Francesco, you have been my manservant for so long.
I know, but I see everyone out there wanting it, and you teasing them. It just gets me so worked up. I just want to give it a little,
I think you are perceiving the ring in the incorrect way.
No, I understand how valuable it is, important, and needs respect. And I've known it for a long time. I've been here with you in the ring.
Do you know there is a footnote to the commandment about coveting your neighbor's wife.
An addendum?
Yes.
Thou shalt not. Is it in the basement? I would like to know.
Thou shalt not covet anybody's ring.
Oh, I thought this would have fallen under false prophet.
Let me put this on and this on and this on.
Yes. Janitorial services. Janitorial services.
Come in.
Oh, Pope, you're so. I came here to clean up your room, your little green room here before.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sorry about the crudities in the corner.
Oh, that is okay. That is okay.
He threw all the carrots on the ground. We tell you he hates carrots.
I don't like carrots.
Please.
I put it in the rider and they didn't read the whole thing. I mean, that's why I always put carrots in the rider.
It is my humbling duty to clean up your carrots.
No carrots, no kissing.
Oh, my goodness. Is that the ring?
Of course it is. You do not deserve even to look at it.
I know. Good.
Thank you, Francesco.
Is that the ring?
Yes, no, it's a thing on my finger. It's a growth coming out of my finger made of metal.
He just got some cereal and ate the whole box. Yes. Now it's at the bottom.
No, I get it. You're sarcasm.
I was
it's
opening
so cruel,
a beer and I got my finger stuck in the pull tab.
Yeah, it's a pop top from the 70s.
May I kiss you?
What? Are you crazy?
May I put my lips on it?
Why don't you... Here's my hand.
Oh.
Psych.
Oh, what?
The ring would never want to be with you.
What a ring,
a janitor.
What a
please.
Ring,
Pope Francis, I am so sorry to interrupt.
Are you really, though?
I am not sorry. Yeah. I have a request.
Yes.
I will pay you $1 million. For one night with your ring. Oh. One night is all I want. You can take the money.
Indecent proposal.
Why are you using an accent, Robert Redford?
I'm here in Italy. I thought that so people can understand me. I won't use it anymore.
And Robert Redford indeed did close the deal. And we cut to him entering the nicest hotel room in Rome, for sure.
Yes, and a double suite.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
I'm going to stop. With the accent right now. I've heard it's insulting to everyone.
Yes, we all know who you are.
Yeah, okay, good.
I just didn't know.
Okay, and now the double suite typically is for two people.
It's for me and the ring, the Pope's ring. Well, tonight it's my ring for one night.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's right. I'm going to make love to this ring.
We see the bellboy look at the ring with lust in his eyes.
That'll be all, bellboy.
Listen.
What?
We have some upgrades. What if I give you a couple upgrades? Just kiss the ring.
What? In front of you? Yes. You want to kiss the ring?
Yes.
I am a millionaire. I mean, I'm more than that because I already gave $1 million to the Pope.
Yes.
Right?
Well, yeah, I mean,
One upgrade of a hotel suite? It's, I need more than that.
Breakfast. Free breakfast tomorrow.
What is it? Like croissants and stuff?
It's salmon.
Salmon?
Yes.
All right. I'll do that. I'll let you kiss the ring once for a salmon breakfast.
Is nobody looking?
I'm looking.
We cut to the bar later that night. Ah, shut up!
Yes, it's true.
Look, I believed it when you fucked 30 women in one night. We all bought that.
Yeah, bro.
Fucking bullshit. You did not sleep with the Pope's ring.
I swear, bro, I did.
Bullshit. Stop trying to brag all the time.
I'll prove it, bro. I'll prove it, okay?
What?
Just check out the head of my dick, okay? It's been through a ring. You'll see.
He pulls it out, and we see it does indeed have all these weird indent markings.
No way. That could be some sort of weird thing you were born with. I'm not buying it.
Guys, it looks like a rat.
Guys, I told you the
chewed on it.
If you guys want to drink here, you can't take your dicks out anymore, okay? So leave your dicks in
we
your pants.
We don't like an American running a bar.
I don't think this is
fucking asshole.
I've been here for 15 years. It's okay. I know you guys, but got to put your dick away in my bar, all right?
Oh, always with the rules, America. You guys
sorry to interrupt. Yes, it's me, the Pope.
It is you. Oh. Didn't recognize.
I'd like to I can't kiss it.
I think I made a mistake.
What?
I love my ring. I hope that nothing has happened so far.
Listen.
I'll give you your $1 million back.
No, you can't. I don't want it back. It's too late.
Your ring has slept with both of us.
What?
We both slept with your ring.
That's right. We both.
Oh, no.
Did like a.
But I love that ring. I love that ring with all my heart and all my soul, and we do have a soul.
Well, if that were my ring, I would have never let it go.
So Robert did not give up the ring. He brought it back to America, to his ranch in the Popa. We cut to his, I think they're called apartments, actually, in the Vatican. And he's up there. He's in a shower, and he's masturbating to his ring. Because he hasn't seen it in so long.
Hold on.
I just wanted to hand you your
loofah.
You were masturbating.
Well, you know, the Pope is an earthly creature as well.
No. That is the worst of all sins.
Yes, that's true.
I respected you.
I am a hypocrite.
I respected you to now, but now.
Boy. No, Francesco, you cannot leave me.
We cut to a jewelry store in Rome across town where the Pope is just longingly looking at a bunch of different rings.
All these imitation Pope rings.
Mm. Pope, welcome to my jewelry store. It truly is an honor to have you here. Do you see anything that you like?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, great. Yes, I...
But I must not... I'm storing these images away for later.
Crap on YouTube.
All right, Josh, do we have a YouTube video to crap on?
We do.
All right, and it's not just visual this week, like last week when we saw the whale being dumped into a dumpster.
Oh, Jesus.
I know, exactly.
This one is called Eat the Ketchup. And it's submitted from Clown Tears.
Eat the ketchup. Oh, we see a dog eating out of a...
Nope. Eat that ketchup. Oh, yeah, you have some red on your lip.
What the fuck?
Keep eating, girl.
Wait, Josh, do you vet these videos?
What is going on?
Is this submitted by somebody?
Yeah. What'd you say, Brett?
I said I had a bad feeling instantly about this.
Why did you, Brett?
Well, if it's just titled Dog Eating Ketchup.
Yeah, it's all in the title.
It sounds like it's going to be visual.
This is 2 weeks in a row that animals have been abused on Improv for Humans under the auspices of dogs. Comedy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even feel as bad if it wasn't the tone of the owner's voice.
Yeah.
The tone of it is just
like so aggressive.
Eat it. But it's a little kid, isn't it?
It sounds like a kid.
Yeah. Let's hear that again.
But that's a weird...
Can we start from the beginning? It feels like it's starting at the middle.
Yeah, let's watch the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. You love eating that ketchup. You just keep eating it all day long until you're going to die.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So you're going to die.
Oh, yeah. Close up.
Okay. Let's stop this.
I mean,
this.
It's definitely a kid because he doesn't understand you can't die from ketchup.
Yeah.
I mean, dog could.
Only ketchup, if that's the only thing the dog eats.
It's definitely going to give it diarrhea.
Yeah.
For sure. And the reddest diarrhea, too.
I hate shit like this because people will watch it and then do it themselves.
By the way, 6.5 million views.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I can't get 1,000 views
on
a short
end.
No, it's what it says.
No, it was 13,000.
Oh, it was a different video.
Oh, I was about to say. I was like, that's one of the highest.
Thank God.
I saw it too. I was like, there's no way that could be real.
I just looked up at the
like,
views
oh,
and
man,
it was a different video.
America's more fucked up
13,000 is too much.
Yeah. 12 is too much.
Yeah. This.
But even 13,000, is that a viral video status? Like, how did we find this? That's not a big video, is it? 13,000?
No, but it's still decent. But it's not. It's more than I would have thought for this.
Where did Clown Tears submit it to?
Did they still submit to the forum?
Just submitted to the forum.
Yeah.
It's still submitted to the forum.
Mm.
Now, Josh, I don't want you to be offended by this.
But fuck you.
Now, don't be offended.
I feel like... What do you think I'm about to say, Brett?
Oh, yeah. that he needs to vet these videos.
I think he is vetting it is the problem.
But don't be offended.
I'm offended.
I'm going to let Josh offend you first.
No, that's Josh.
Oh,
that's Brett.
I mean, Brett. I'm going to let Brett offend Josh.
Good job, off game.
Wrong name.
God damn it, James. Can't be my name.
Matt Off Game Newell.
If this were, if we lived in the time of my of the Minority Report. Do you see where I'm going with this anymore?
Yeah.
No,
I do.
I do, yeah.
I totally do.
Precog this.
I'm worried that you might have sociopathic tendencies, yeah. Josh. If you think animals being abused is funny, it was a whale being dumped on the beach last week, and this week it's a poor dog eating ketchup.
Till he dies.
Till he dies.
Okay, guys. Okay, we've got a precog here.
Oh, great.
All right. All right, here we go. It looks like Josh is looking at animal videos online.
We see on the down at the precinct, they have this, you know, one of those clear computer boards. It has all these stats on it, and everyone's society is being monitored now.
And okay. Right now they've loaded up a huge image of the Improv for Humans studio.
Yeah.
Josh is in the corner looking at a laptop.
All right, I'm zooming in. I see Josh here. It looks like he's thinking. He's browsing. He hasn't looked up anything
focus.
Yet.
No, he's looking at. Oh, here it is. There's a chicken just being punched. It's just a chicken being punched. I don't know.
Wait a minute. He's laughing. He's starting to laugh.
He's laughing his ass off. What is wrong with this guy? Okay, I'm going to go back in time. Yep. This is him laughing at a dog being forced to eat ketchup with his owner saying, I'll make you eat it till you die. Okay, what's this with a pig?
It's just a pig with a hat on it. That's not so bad.
Oh, that hat's too small.
The pig just ran into some barbed wire.
and there's
Josh is laughing his ass off again at it.
He was frowning when it just had a hat on. Yeah. That was the crazy part. Okay.
Can I bring up one point?
I think we've nailed this guy, but what?
I feel like we're focusing on the guy watching the videos mm-hmm. instead of the people making these horrible videos.
Come on, Oracle. You're in a tank. Yeah. You don't know how to
drink your milk, Oracle.
Yes.
Drink your milk.
You and your weird sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good.
We have to tell milk in her viscous fluid that she lives in.
All right, so what are we
guys,
doing?
Don't listen to the oracles, okay? They're namby-pambies, okay? They're a little too empathetic for their own good.
I'm just saying the guy who put the hat on the pig is eventually going to kill the president.
For real? Are you trying to make a point that we shouldn't be focusing on people who like the videos?
Because
in my theory, the person making that video, they thought the video was just going to be about the pig putting the hat on. They didn't know the pig was going to run into the barbed wire. The person who sees the complete video knows the end of the video is a pig running into barbed wire. That's the sick fuck that needs society.
The guy punching the chicken, I thought the guy probably didn't mean to punch the chicken initially.
He's a rancher.
That chicken insulted him probably. Yeah. Somewhere.
That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say they killed chickens.
I see. But not with their fists.
The catch dog lady? I mean,
I usually only see the end of things, so I missed the part in the video where the pig put the hat on itself, which is amazing.
Are you being sarcastic? Drink your milk. I can't tell with these impasses if they're being sarcastic or not.
There's no nuance in there. Yeah.
And I can't tell the difference between the sisters either.
Whoa, is that okay? Yeah, I think we can tell the difference between them.
I thought they were twins.
Yeah, but one's kind of fun.
Yeah.
One's kind of straight-laced. And
one brings the hammer of fun.
I like to party.
You never get out of this viscous fluid to party.
I'm sorry, I would like to party.
We cut to the Oracle's very first party.
Oh my God, those two twins that predict all the crime as a society.
They're dripping with something. What is
okay,
that?
Okay, guys, play cool. I'm going to go say hello. I'm going to say, hey, Oracle. Thanks so much for having us at your party.
Do you want some milk?
No.
Is there anything else to drink here? We noticed it's just milk.
Chocolate milk.
No beer?
No.
Hey, you know, I'm a big fan. Honestly, I just came to the party just to meet you guys. I'm a huge fan of all the crimes you guys predict.
Cool.
It's so cool. Both of you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Am I going to ever commit a crime? Can you just get that from shaking my hand or something?
I'm not allowed to say except in the control room.
You can't go to people's parties and try to get them to do their career or their job there. Come on, man.
What? You'd ask that improviser to tell you a funny joke and not even do jokes.
It's like going up
to... But improv's not a career. It's not something anybody
can you predict, like, lotto numbers?
Or is it just crime?
Can you guys just stop? That is not a crime.
I'm just asking if it's just crime, because that's...
Oh, someone stole lotto numbers.
Yeah.
God, it's like going up to a dildo doctor and saying, hey, does this work or is it going to hurt?
I'm so sorry. My best friend is a dildo doctor. Thank you. And that's insulting.
You. That is insulting.
I've always wanted to ask, do dildo doctors fix dildos or do they just fix injuries caused by dildos? I don't get it.
Or they only use dildos as instruments.
It is.
Or does it just mean you're good with a dildo?
Like or Dr. is it
just
J.
That? Okay, I didn't go to 8 years of dildo doctor school to be just good at a dildo. All right,
is it called dildo doctor school?
And it's 8 years.
That's longer than brain surgery.
Yeah, 8 years. It's a lot more elaborate. You gotta be a specialist and one of the most sensitive.
We cut to his dissertation on his 6 year of dildo school,
and obviously, as you can see, the venuscular vein is very close to the area that the dildo will be touching. Which means that dildo safety is paramount in the future.
Doctor, can you use soon to be doctor, can you use the vibrator function on that near that vein?
You can use the vibrator function, but I would recommend a very low setting at that point, where you're going to get, you know, too much cum happening. So you want to make sure that
is it better to make your patients come before surgery so you don't even risk that?
It is a great idea. What we recommend is, of course, having a professional cum anesthetologist.
May I request that my colleagues please use the term ejaculate since we are in a formal setting?
Oh, God, these old school dildo doctors, right?
Yeah. Amen.
All right, fine. You're one of the pioneers of dildo doctrine.
Yes, I've been here for 6 years.
Is it true back when you started they were made out of wood?
Of course. What else could they be made of? Well, sometimes we got them made of ivory.
Whoa.
Ooh.
That
was back in the good old days when you could get ivory anytime you wanted.
Yeah, it's not a good idea to get ivory.
I heard sometimes they'd use rocks from a creek.
Well, sure. In a dire situation, you use anything. People use doorknobs.
Doorknobs? That's weird. It's not shaped like a dick.
I still don't think we should have an audience for this.
What the fuck is going on?
Humans, what else do I have in my book of clippings here? Bill would okay roadkill as food. You guys hear about this?
No.
For a second, I thought you were talking about a person, and then it Bill okay sense it? To me.
Yeah. What did Bill say?
For years, you thought, this guy Bill's pushing a lot of laws. Seeks to amend current state law to allow drivers who fatally strike a deer, elk, antelope, wild pig to take the animal home and cook it.
Well, I don't think that's too... That's not crazy, is it?
No, it's good.
Yeah, I think that like...
But it's kind of funny that how many people would do that.
I wouldn't.
Why was it a law in the first... Why was it illegal initially? Was it to prevent people from using their car to kill animals?
That's what I feel like would happen is it would be a slippery slope and people would go, hey, let's go run over some deer.
That's hunting, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're going to ruin your car running over a deer. It's not going to be in your favor to kill a deer with your car.
Depends on the car. I mean, I have a 15-year-old Toyota Corolla, you know.
Yeah, you can't hurt those.
I'd get more money in meat.
Oh, I see. What's your car worth in meat?
I think it might have been a health thing.
I'm sure.
Eating roadkill is healthier for the consumer than meat laden with antibiotics, hormones, and growth stimulants.
I think fresh roadkill is. I feel like if it's been out there for more than a half hour, it's going to have maggots and stuff on it, or an hour.
Okay, I mean, would this bill mean that restaurants can then just serve you roadkill legally?
No. I don't, restaurants can't serve wild game. They have to be farmed game.
Interesting.
Yeah, like if you get venison, it's like farmed venison, or buffalo is farmed. It's not wild.
Huh.
I think you have to have a special, because a special there's no like way to check if those animals are sick because they're not controlled.
Right.
I think that's
fish. True. All fish has to be farmed.
No, not fish. Yeah.
He was trying to trap you.
Yeah, he was.
One.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You. Good afternoon. Hello. Welcome to Carcass. This is the very first restaurant in the country that allows food that has not been grown in a farm or raised in any way.
We think that's very humane because these animals died not of their own choice or even humans.
Absolutely.
On accident, everything, right?
Absolutely. Everything, every one of our dishes and animals and meat died in some sort of an accident.
Okay. Is it always vehicular or just sometimes rocks fall down?
I'm so glad that you asked that. It's all accidental. We actually, today, one of our dishes, we have a braised goat that fell off of a mountain by accident.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
How's it prepared?
It's braised, and then...
We thought you said bruised.
Oh,
which wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. I'm sure. Okay. I'm sure he was bruised, but also we use a lot of tender love and care afterwards as a way of taking care and honoring the animal and the accident that the animal had.
I had a friend that was here a couple of days ago and said had a delightful deer killed by a sailboat.
That's correct.
Now, how does that even happen? I would like some of that.
We were really, really lucky to get such a freak accident into our kitchen. It was very, very exciting. A person brought a deer onto their sailboat with them.
That is not what I imagined. Yeah. I assumed he was drinking water and someone was trying to land their sailboat.
No, not at all. He was on the sailboat when another sailboat T-boned the original sailboat. Everybody on board was...
Honey, I don't know if I like this because that would be a human cause. Deer's death, in a way. I feel like that deer shouldn't have been on.
That's true. This is almost a setup.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
don't like that the deer was on a boat. That's like a pig wearing a hat.
I understand that. Actually, though, the other sailboat was being driven by another deer who was on with another family. So...
human family.
Those are both deers that probably did not want to be there.
We're just adding something to the specials board. We just got
excellent.
Ooh, something fresh.
We just got a moose that fell out of a helicopter.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I'm kind of interested in. Is there a story behind that?
I feel like you guys are forcing accidents. Do you hear this?
Yes.
Why would a moose be in a helicopter?
It doesn't seem like a natural place for a moose to
be. Seems like you'd have to pick a moose up unnaturally and drop them somewhere.
I understand. Our chef, our head chef, Josh, he is constantly searching the globe for different ways that animals are dying or accidentally dying. And I'm sorry if that's not...
Sounds worrisome.
Yeah.
Can we just have an armadillo smashed by a truck, please? Just something simple.
We do have something that's been smashed by a truck, if that's sort of what...
Yes. I just want to know that it was an accident for sure. A raccoon backed over by a garbage truck. Something simple.
Yes. That
There's a whale in a dumpster I saw out back. Is that part of your...
No, that has nothing to do
with
us.
There was a man standing by the dumpster laughing hysterically at it.
Is that your head chef, Josh?
That is Josh. Yes, our head chef, Josh.
Bob.
Yes, sir.
Can you add this to the specials board?
Yes, sir.
We just got a dog who died from eating ketchup.
Oh, no.
A dog
that died. Does sound good because it'll be filled with stomachally filled with ketchup.
Excellent.
It sounds like it's pre-marinated.
Yeah, pretty tasty dog.
It does sound good, but a dog should not be allowed to
Plus, we don't want to eat dog. I feel like that's crossing a line.
That's up to you guys. That's
Do you have any dogs that have eaten like a bunch of chocolates?
Right. Because
that's usually an accident. They get into the cabinet. Oh,
jumping to dessert? You want dessert already? Is that what
it seems like meat and dessert, but sure.
Yeah, we do have a very long dessert menu with...
Also animals that have been in accidents.
Oh, I see. Oh, you have a lot of dogs killed by chocolate on your dessert menu.
Yeah, we have dogs killed by chocolate. We've got cats killed by chocolate.
I've never heard of a cat.
I don't think they're allergic.
You guys are force feeding cats chocolate.
You're killing
chocolate
these animals.
Fall on this cat. Yeah. How did it die of chocolate?
Bob, I've got good news.
Okay, great. Hold on.
We just got an emu decapitated by a ceiling fan.
Whoa!
Wow, this has never happened
fresh.
Before.
That does sound fresh. That's a strong ceiling fan.
We have got. I'm going to go in the back because we have
our
chef.
That's an industrial ceiling fan.
Because I can stop like those usually with my hand. I've stopped one.
You're supposed to be able to stop
it. They're not
actually
that,
the emu had a very weak neck.
Sever it.
Okay. Completely sever it.
I will immediately go. I'll get Chef Josh from the back where he's screaming at that whale in the dumpster, and I'll have him come and start preparing the emu immediately.
Let's talk some more about that.
So, Josh, do you have an animal? Do you have a pet?
I do. I have an English Mastiff and Pitbull mix named Louie. He's 9 years old.
Okay. Did you save him? Did you adopt him?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I'll give you some points back there. You don't feed it weird shit, do you?
I buy a rotisserie chicken.
That means yes.
And I buy rotisserie chicken. And I break off the meat.
Chicken.
Put it in his food.
Oh, that's fine.
Yes. But you're not the type that'll, like, some people just, like, whatever they don't eat at night, they'll scrape into the dog's bowl.
No, I don't
do
that.
You don't do that.
No.
Don't do that, folks. No. My grandparents used to give their dog ice cream.
Whoa. Is that safe?
My parents used to do that.
Just diarrhea. It's just
diarrhea. I think it's all what they get used to, frankly. Mm. But don't feed your dogs ketchup, Brett. We need to have an intern to vet all the videos given to us by interns. Haven't you noticed that trend a little bit? Not just Josh, even. Dalton had a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of that.
Yeah, a lot of that. Maybe I should report people to police. Do you guys ever report anyone to the police, like a neighbor? Or have you ever seen like a drunk driver where you're like, oh my God, someone should do something about that now?
I had a thing yesterday. I almost called the cops, but I was too late. I was in my bedroom, which is right on the street, getting ready to go do the show last night. And all of a sudden I heard somebody yell outside. And you hear that every once in a while. It's not a big deal. and then I heard... So I didn't really pay a lot of attention. And then I heard somebody yelling again and then banging like ksh, ksh,
ksh, ksh. On your building?
Uh-uh. I looked out my blinds and there was a guy across the street, a shirtless guy with long dreadlocks, very, very like no body fat. So, you know, whenever you see somebody with no body fat and no shirt on, you're like, oh, that guy's had a hard time. Mm-hmm. And he had smashed the windshield of a car parked across the street.
You're doing it with your fist. There's no way he did it with his fist.
He did it with his.
Oh my God!
No, I'm sorry. He had used something, and I guess I saw him throw it into the bushes after he did it. Mm-hmm. But then he was pushing on the windshield when I looked out there, and I was like, holy shit. And I went to get my phone and then I went to look back out the window and he was on top of the car jumping up and down and screaming. And so just as I was about to call, two cops came running up the street with their guns out.
Guns
going,
holy shit.
Get down on the ground. Get down on your face. Get down on the ground. Like, it was fucking scary. I was like, am I about to see somebody get shot?
Yeah. Is that worthy of guns?
No way.
I mean,
the guy was being.
He was out of control.
Crazy.
He was on like PCP or something.
Or just having a psychotic
mental break
or whatever. But so then they can't. You know, he got down off the car, and they just kept shouting, and they got him handcuffed and whatever. But what was also interesting to me was as the cops came up the street, and I don't know if you remember, but I live up a very steep hill.
Very steep.
And as the cops came up the street, there was about 15 people following them with their phones out, filming the whole time.
That is so gross.
And I was like, obviously there's a civic responsibility there, and there's been all these problems, but it also just felt like, and I have no idea.
No one there was saying, I'm doing this to protect this guy from the cops.
They wanted the fucking viral video.
Definitely.
Right. They all wanted the goddamn viral video, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, they got him. And then by the time, because I was leaving to go to the show, and by the time I left, there was about six cop cars on the street and a ambulance and a fire engine and whatever. But it was scary.
That's crazy.
Damn.
That thing of people tape, like, I was walking down the street in New York of whatever, like a month ago, and it was in Manhattan, but it was a dark Kerr Street in Manhattan. Most streets aren't dark in Manhattan, but this one was. And some guy was yelling at another guy, and he was going, "You're a pedophile. You molested me." Of course, this isn't a boy yelling at him, but the other guy's laughing at him, going, "Ha ha ha!" And
oh, God.
They both clearly knew each other, and were on the streets, whatever. So, but they were attacking each other, and everyone, instead of like, let's help the person
they
being attacked,
filming.
Was like. Yeah. Like all over the place. I could see the block around me, people going, oh, I should get this on video, you know.
Well, what's also weird about like a crowd of 15 people following this is my neighborhood is not a place where people are walking all the time. There's not a lot of foot traffic.
Where the hell they came from outside their houses.
Well, they must have heard the cops, because I live close to the Hollywood police station, so they must have heard the cops coming up. And so people, they came out of their houses to come up the street. Whoa. And see what was going to happen, you know.
That's crazy.
Kind of gross.
No, sorry, not see what was going to happen, which is more understandable, record what was going to happen.
Hey, you recorded this car getting smashed, right?
Yes. Yeah, I got it.
Someone told me you got one of the videos.
I saw the whole thing. I heard it,
This is my car.
Oh, my God.
I watched your video on YouTube.
Yeah, did you see it? This is your car. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you were there from the beginning.
I saw the whole thing, like, right when the guy
you
was
You never
like,
called the police, man.
Oh, I man, I'm I getting this.
Yeah, I didn't want to stop.
Can you stop taping?
No,
I'm trying
I can't.
To berate this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't want to stop. I didn't know if the cops would come and stop, and I just wanted to get the whole thing.
Your phone is literally the thing you're taping with is the thing to call with.
I couldn't, but I'd have to stop taping in order to call. I don't have two phones.
He said taping. This is going to go viral.
Is that not the right word? Recording?
It's not tape. You record. It's not really a tape anymore. Yeah.
Okay, I'm 50. All right. I'm from Mean Joe Green era.
I just recorded him saying he's 50.
There's nothing funny about that.
Okay.
Or just interesting, even.
Okay. All right. All right. I'll put my phone away.
How would you like it if your car started getting smashed and I just sat there?
I'd be so pissed.
Recording it.
I didn't get to record it. I would be so pissed that I missed that opportunity. If you called me and said, hey, this car's getting smashed up, let's watch.
Is your car,
Look at me, it's your boy. I just came across an argument on the street. Look, it's my hey, everybody that's following me on my Instagram Live.
Can you stop taping me?
What?
Can you stop taping?
Oh, he said tape!
No.
Oh, dude, you just got me 10,000 followers.
Everybody knows what it means.
Oh.
Synonym. Okay, I resent this. So you don't like it either, getting taped by another guy, see?
I don't, but that's my job.
And we cut to this guy back at home with his wife. What's wrong, honey? You seem down today. Did something happen?
Well, I was recording these two guys on the street, and then somebody started taping me.
Do you mind if I keep going?
Sweetheart, can you put that away?
I have friends and followers too, I stay.
We don't need to go FaceTime live every time we have a conversation.
But where am I supposed?
Okay, hey everybody, my mommy and daddy are fighting right now. So we're just gonna get this on video.
Leon, put that away and go to bed.
What? It's 3 p.m.
Oh, hey, you guys, I came in to rob this house, but I stumbled upon an argument.
Get out of here.
Don't take me. Don't put me on.
He said take.
It's the police.
We got a complaint. We got some burglars in the neighborhood.
Oh, shit.
It's this guy.
Check it out, everybody. This guy's about to rob this house. I'm about to take him down.
He's using his body cam to tape us.
What
What the fuck is going on?
Man is held in bank scare. Oh, this is pretty much the same story. He told employees to call authorities before taking off most of his clothes, witnesses said. I was telling Danielle last night they should just have a section of the news they call the bipolar report, because people never seem to identify that as the problem. Like they act like, like this guy's mentally ill, right?
Yeah, he didn't commit a crime. This guy was just having a bad day or something. Yeah,
I was on the street in not far from here, actually, a few blocks away, like maybe a week or two ago. And this guy came up to I was picking up my girlfriend, so she was already waiting outside. And when I pulled up, there was this kind of she was in a conversation with this guy and kind of looked at me and went like, "Wait." And I could see the guy was just something was up with him. He was just kind of like looked a little down. Mm-hmm. And then I could hear vague snippets of it. So I rolled down my window and I heard him like mumbling suicide or something like that. And he like sat down on the pavement and pulled out a knife. And so I got out of the car and we went to stop him. And he was like about to start, like he started kind of noodling around on his wrist.
And he was with his girlfriend?
No, my girlfriend was waiting for me to pick her up. And so we called 911. But he was kind of asking us. It felt like a cry for help. It felt like he was clearly doing this to be like, call someone. And as we called 911, and he had like his sleeve rolled up and had a tattoo of a guitar on his forearm, and he kept like being like, I'm gonna take this off. I'm gonna take off the tattoo, which was clearly like he was trying to slit himself.
Maybe he's a drummer.
I think he was like a failed musician.
He said, "Why did I get this? Is he thinking? It hurts my fingers to play guitar."
What are you yelling at him? What are you saying to him?
Right? Yeah, and don't get me wrong, we didn't do anything heroic beyond just calling 911, and then the cops came and sorted it out.
I mean, it's pretty heroic. You did like the thing you should do, right?
Most people would just drive by.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. Yeah.
Superman, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, what's going on?
I have a problem with the way you've been behaving recently.
The way I've been behaving?
Yeah, showing up to crime scenes and then calling 911 just feels like you're not doing your job.
What do you mean? I'm helping people out. I'm involving the authorities.
Yeah, but you have superpowers, okay? You have X-ray vision. You have super strength, super speed. You could stop these people yourself instead of just carrying a cell phone around in your briefs, which, by the way, looks weird.
Okay, fine. I'll take that one note. It looks a little weird. Okay, I'll get a holster or something like that.
Hey, Superman, is that your dick?
No, it's not my dick, okay? My dick's normal shape. I have the cell phone right in front of it right there. It's just convenient. It's the only place. Where else can I put it on this damn costume?
You're embarrassing the whole Justice League.
I'm trying to evolve with the times, okay? New technology comes up. We got to accept it into our lives. It's so much easier to call a cell phone. I don't want to have all this collateral damage from beating people up on street corners.
Yeah, but you don't need technology. You're not even from this planet.
Oh, there we go again.
Hey, Superman, is that an iPhone in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me?
See, how do you even respond to that?
What?
You have to say yes to both of those things.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm not that excited. I'm not excited to see him. It is an iPhone in my pocket.
Yeah. I trapped you.
Okay. Okay, Andy. Rhetorical asshole.
Superman, I'm sorry to interrupt this Justice League meeting out here. There's someone hanging from a rafter. There's a woman hanging. I'm Aquaman. I can't do anything.
Oh, my God. All right.
You have to go save her.
I'm Wonder Woman, and I could use my invisible jet, but it's hard to pull up right next to
you. Can't really hover in it either. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll call 911.
No.
God damn it, Superman.
I could have called 911 a half hour ago.
No fire department can even get up there. You're the only one. You can fly.
All right, let me take a look.
Yeah, I'm the Green Lantern. Who the fuck knows what I can do?
Yeah, there's.
You can make a big Green Lantern slide.
Oh, yeah, or a Green Lantern trampoline for her to bounce off.
Here, I'll make us.
Wait. I said a slide. You wanted to risk jumping off into a trampoline?
I'm Aquaman.
At least a net.
I'm Aquaman. I don't know his powers, okay?
You didn't say net, because Aquaman hates all nets.
I hate nets. I hate them. They choke me. Go, Superman.
All right, I'm X-ray vision. Look right through that wall. I can see she's about 200 feet away.
We already know.
We know where she is.
Corner of Sepulveda.
I'll go to the top of the building. I can lower down my with my lasso of truth.
Right.
I can lower that down if you can just hold me.
Wonder Woman, you sound like you hate your powers. You really hate your lasso.
I have this one power I barely ever use. This like sonic blast power. And I don't know why I don't use it more.
Did you forget where you parked your plane again?
That is not funny. That is not cool at all. Yes,
you gotta throw a blanket over it. You got to throw a blanket over it or something.
We cut to after invisible the battle. Jets all over this fucking city.
We cut to after the battle.
Wow.
Wonder Woman.
What is it?
Wow, I saw the battle. I saw everything that you did out there. You seemed
really...
It
wasn't a battle as much as we were rescuing someone. There was no enemy, but the enemy was gravity. But fine, I battled gravity.
Yeah.
What is it you want?
Do you want a Coca-Cola?
Oh. Well, I don't know. Is it cold?
It's cold. It's...
Have you taken a sip off of it first? Because I'll get a lot of kids who are like, you want my Coke? It's like backwash.
I promise. It's open. It definitely is open, but my lips have not touched
it. So you opened it. You've just been carrying around this open Coke. I'm going to put the lasso of truth on you. Oh. Have you really not even put it up to your lips? You're just walking around with an open bottle of Coke? That seems weird.
It has not touched my lips, but I put my tongue in it.
Oh, gross. Do you just go see who will drink this Coke after you've stuck
your tongue
in it?
Hey, Wonder Woman, what are you doing to that kid?
I'm just getting a little truth out of him.
It's just a kid.
So, kids lie more than adults. I should be using on kids all the time, really.
You can't just go around lassoing kids.
Can't I?
Okay, I'll see you later.
Jimmy, where have you been?
Where have you been?
We sent you out for a Coke 2 days ago. Been wandering the streets of Metropolis.
Yeah, I promise that what happened was, okay, so I ran into Wonder Woman.
Right? Okay.
You spent the money. You spent the money.
She's always in that jet of hers. Why would she just be walking around?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm telling you, though, she then lassoed me with her lasso of truth.
Okay.
I will admit, I was doing a shitty thing. I had put my tongue inside the bottle of Coke, and I was trying to make somebody drink it.
You're still doing that trick?
It's funny.
It was funny like three times. Now it's not funny anymore.
I don't get what's funny about it.
Because it's like you're kissing someone. You put your tongue in it, and it's kind of like they kissed you, and they didn't have any, they didn't know they kissed you.
I'm going to go buy some Cokes.
God. Oh, Grandpa.
We cut to Grandpa at a bodega, and the only Coke they have, because there's this big special, all we have is the new... orange
vanilla
Coke.
I read the label.
Sorry, that's all we got. You want that old timer? And why you old timers get me mad at me for selling this?
Don't you have any in the back? I mean, what the fuck is orange vanilla Coke anyway?
I know it sounds like some Fanta drink.
There's orange soda. There's vanilla.
I know. There's Sunkissed.
Who needs orange vanilla Coke?
Believe me, I just sell with it. You know what? We do have one old Coke back there. Always keep around. You know how you always keep your first dollar the bodega makes?
I never worked in a bodega.
Yeah, but you've been in a place that got the dollar in a frame up on the wall. Haven't you wondered what that is?
I always thought it was just,
a rare
art.
Bill.
Yeah.
No, it's a memory of the business starting, and good luck to keep it up there. But we also kept our first Coke.
Oh,
I got one. You know how you keep one piece of wedding cake in the freezer?
I've never been married.
It doesn't matter. You still can know tradition. Okay. Anyway, we do
it's
have
very
this
hard
one.
For me to have grandchildren.
All right, here, old timer. I know you come in here all the time. You can have it. Our last 16-ounce bottled Coke.
Here's a nickel.
It's a little insulting, but all right. We cut to this old man on the street.
Hey.
Hey.
You want my Coke?
What?
You want this Coke?
No.
It's open, but I haven't touched it with my lips.
I would not like that. Thank you, though.
Come on. It's a Coke. It's not that new orange vanilla crap.
Honey, give him thirsty. Give it a Coke. You are thirsty. We're talking about how thirsty you are.
I know. I'm really thirsty.
Give him something.
Give him something.
Yeah, if you're going to take this Coke from this old man, you got to give him your shirt or what do you...
I guess I have my starter jersey.
Cul-de-sals Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah, your start, yeah, that's what it's called.
Yes. Give me your starter Those jersey. Were very popular back in the 90s.
Yeah. Here you go, old man.
Ow! Give me that. Ow!
Oh, I'm sorry.
And he hits the old man straight in the face, and he's blinded for a moment. He stumbles backwards into the street, and immediately gets hit by a garbage truck. Is smashed. We cut to carcasses.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt. I know you guys just ordered. Yeah, but
we did.
Before,
it's taking a while.
I know. And before you guys, I know you got the stingray
that stung itself.
Yeah, stung itself and died by accident. But we just got a grandfather. Okay.
A human grandfather?
Yes.
You mean someone got grandfathered in?
No. I mean an actual grandfather age. I guess he doesn't have grandchildren, but he's a grandfather aged type
Once
of human.
Once again, the age isn't the problem. Human?
He is human, yes. I know that might not seem like, and this is totally up to you and your morality, but Chef Josh just got him in, all right? And he
Does he think it's funny?
Well, he's still screaming at the whale in the dumpster, so I'm not sure. I think he's most likely
Bob. Can you add this to the specials board?
Yes, absolutely, sir.
We just got a tall guy decapitated by a ceiling fan.
A tall guy decapitated by a ceiling fan. Okay.
How tall? Too tall?
Is he too tall?
Let's talk some more about that.
So when you read about people being in a situation where they do have to eat humans, like that famous, what was the
Donner Party?
Was it called Saved?
The soccer team?
The soccer team.
The Andes, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the Donner Party?
No, that was in Utah.
Oh, okay.
That was going across the Rockies. Back in cowboy days. But that soccer team, no, it could be either one, but at some point you come to... There's nothing left, and you have to, and it does become a moral decision. And I think if I remember reading about it, they did kind of parse things that way, right? Like this person isn't going to survive. Weren't they making that kind of logic?
Well, I think there's two different things here because I think there is a moral decision when it's like we have to kill somebody or we're not going to survive versus
there's someone who died naturally. Dead. Let's eat them.
Yes.
Let's start there. So someone has died because that's what the soccer team did, I believe.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah. And it's come time where, all right, guys, it looks like we're not going to be saved. And we got to eat Josh. Oh, my God. So...
Fucking Josh, man.
Oh, man. We just trust Josh to see who gets... I'll be honest. I'm a little hungry. I'm just not there yet. I'm not there.
I'm not going to argue into it. I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
If you don't want to eat, you don't have to. That's not what this conversation's about. This is for everyone who wants to eat, how we're going to do this.
If it makes a difference... I do always carry ketchup with me.
You should have brought that up earlier.
Because we could have eaten ketchup.
Yeah.
Does anyone have food?
Ketchup is a condiment. It's
not. It's got sugar in it.
God, there's no.
Tomato. We killed. There's no nutritional value. Bit.
It just.
Josh. I mean, that Josh died of starvation.
Yeah, he would not have survived on ketchup.
Well, that's water in the bridge, guys. Right now, it will help us eat whatever we have to.
Yeah. Pour the ketchup into a little paper bowl or something.
I mean, if it. I have an onion I could chop up and add to.
You have an onion?
Yeah, I have
See,
onion.
That actually
some,
is food.
Onion and some an potatoes that we could add to the Josh. But I didn't want to, just like a side thing. You can't just eat an onion and potatoes.
That's
right.
That's gross. I thought this discussion was be about should we eat his hand first or his head or, you know, and now it's all you guys same. Are hiding food.
I think I'm on board.
Okay.
I am starting to get a little bit more hungry here. Now that I think about it, I do think that Josh would provide a good amount of sustenance for my body.
Does the body,
before we get to Josh, though, I would say that, like,
I have a charcuterie platter that I think we could start with, warm up our bellies, get our digestive system going, kind of like get some starter tastes and open up the palate a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want to just start with the meat, the entree.
We don't want to start with that. Yeah. I've got some smoked meats and some cheeses and a really nice red wine.
All right. I wasn't going to bring this up because I hate Indian food, what it does to my asshole. But I have a takeout menu for Indian food.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, damn, man. I don't know, man. I'm not there yet with Josh. You know what I mean? Like, for me, I love Indian food, but it doesn't really go with Josh, right? You can't see a curry with Josh. Like, it just feels like the wrong combo.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, okay.
Never put curry on a redhead. That's just instant indigestion.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Cool. I guess I'll open up the Indian restaurant. What do you guys want?
Insane. He had one up there the whole time.
Poor Josh.
This has been Improv for Humans. James, tell us about I'm Too Effing High.
Yeah. So I'm Too Effing High is it is a podcast and a monthly live show that we do at Upright Citizens Brigade. Matt, Noel, Drew, and then a couple other guys are also involved in producing. And we get comedians high on marijuana and have them do comedic challenges to try to prove that marijuana makes everything funnier. And
do you get them high right before the show? Or are we in the green room baking up?
Correct. Yeah, we get them high right before the show in the green room. Sometimes we'll do a setup too, where we'll make them smoke right before they do the setup. Like, you know, if there's some sort of like comedic challenge, we say like, okay, take a hit of this joint or this vape, and then you have to try to do this comedic setup that we're giving you.
Now, you've invited me on the show, and I've told you very honestly,
yeah,
I don't know if you could affect me.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to, it'd have to be a brownie.
Great. Well, we'd love to have you on the show with a brownie.
But it would have to be
a dab.
50 but milk? Also, the show's not necessarily to get you so fucked up that you can't perform. It's like, let's take smart, funny comedians. Let's see what happens.
It's also a way, I think, for me, it's a way to normalize it and make it not a weird thing. Yep. And not, so many people are, I don't know, there's so many stigmas against it.
The language of comedy bothers me that
it's still, it's okay to get a drink with someone and not smoke a joint.
That's
super annoying.
And we've had, I feel like, all range of stoner, like people who've never smoked before and the people who do it daily and are just, you know, it's just their normal way of doing comedy sometimes, and it's still fun.
But never smoking must be much more entertaining to observe. Have you had anyone that's just totally clammed up? Like they've gone into that phase.
We actually had we've had a couple of different comedians like not necessarily clam up, but like, you know, you get to enjoy seeing how they're processing even like a simple question. Like I always ask every comedian at the very top of the show, what is your current relationship to marijuana? And we had one in a live show, a very funny comedian, and she just couldn't stop laughing. All she wanted to say...
Is this Mary?
It was Mary Holland, yeah. All she wanted to say was, I only smoke weed at night.
Sold her
And
out.
She laughed for, I'd say, 3 minutes straight.
And it was the audience loved it. It was the funniest thing.
It was so great. And so that's a part of it as well. But also, I think it's really fun
and
to
Matt
see...
Matt asked her to marry.
Right
after that moment. Right, and I was like, that's it. This is the girl.
We're going to have a lot of laughs.
Yeah, a lot of laughs.
You have to always be high, though.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, guys, so this sounds like a fun show, and we're doing it on 420 at UCB Sunset. It's right after my 420 show at 420. Your guys' show is at 7, right?
Yeah.
And it's obviously going to be a fun show. And if you happen to not live in L.A., but do have virtual reality gear on Oculus, I think that's the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's also called NextVR. I think a few companies work with this goggle. But if you have that Oculus VR goggle, you can watch both my show and these guys' show live and only live. It won't be recorded, so you have to jump in there live.
It's going to be super
420 Pacific, 7 p.m. Pacific.
And our guests, our comedians for that show that are going to get high are Paul Rust, Susie Barrett, and Dave Tooney. And then we have a very special Blaze bit with comedian Luke Knoll from SNL. So it's going to be really fun.
Having Paul Rest in particular is a very silly, goofy stoner. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, all our challenges will make him a straight man.
Yeah,
that's what you want to go
voice
for.
Voice of reason, yeah.
Get high and be the voice of reason.
Right outside his wheelhouse.
Yeah. Yeah, right outside his
wheelhouse. Sean, the Long Shot podcast.
Yes.
One of the only ones I listen to anymore. I love it.
The Long Shot, you can find it at thelongshotpodcast.com. It's also at allthingscomedy.com and on iTunes. We're coming up on 400 episodes.
Whoa.
We've been doing it for 9 years now.
That's really nice.
It's on Twitter at longshotpodcast.com. Can I plug another live show? So Andy Daly and I have a new show called The Great American Cabinet of Curiosities.
I was on the show.
I'm talking to the people
listening. Oh, you're looking at it.
It's been really fun. We're doing them live, and then we're going to, like everybody else, release them as a podcast and then also as a graphic novel. And we're going to put them on Dixie Cups as well. The next show is April 23rd at 8:30 at UCB Sunset. And then we have one on April 30th at UCB Franklin at 9:30 p.m.
So there you go, Humans, Andy Daly, Sean Connery. I did the show. It's a lot of fun. You bring a special object from your life. You tell a story about it, and these guys goof on you. Comedy.
Yeah.
They don't roast you.
No.
There you go. These are some great shows coming up at the UCB in LA. Of course, I always like to tell you about the new venue in New York for you New Yorkers. People travel to New York. We have this place on Lafayette and Bleecker in the venue called Subculture. We're there every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But Humans, I'm really talking to Portland right now. I'm going to be there April 27th doing my stand-up special called Pot Humor at the Northwest Cannabis Club. You won't remember that from this podcast, but go to mattbesser.com. If you live in Portland, please go to that show. I want to see all the Improv for Human fans there. If you know anyone in Portland that loves humor, stoner humor in particular, maybe, and might not even know who I am, tell them about it. And keep being human.
Be a good human. Listen to Matt's new improvised series, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, out now on Stitcher Premium. Check out Matt Besser's Patreon podcast called Professor Besser. Listen to Stolen Idea, Matt, Bobby and Brett's epic punk rock musical on Stitcher Premium, and tell your friends. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. Music by Dragoon. This has been Improv for Humans.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins is crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.